Hello.
Hello, this is Ruben. Is this Crown Vet?
It's not Crown Vet. It's Dr. Spears' cell phone number.
Oh, I didn't know this is your cell phone. This is Ruben. In underwriting, we spoke the other day regarding you working with John previously.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are you?
Good. I missed your call earlier. Can I ask you to grab a pen and make some notes? I've got some options for you here.
Okay. Hang on.
Take your time.
Oh, good. I'm ready for you. Actually, hang on a second. Just one second.
So, what's up, Will? Good.
Okay, shoot.
Okay. So, I understand that you paid off Fora. You don't have any balance with them. Is that correct? Because I don't see anything in the bank account.
Yeah, I mean, originally there was a direct capital loan, and then we absorbed that into a Fora loan that was somewhere around a 90 or 100 grand, I think. And then that was paid off, and then I got another direct capital loan, which is, I think, about 85 to 90% paid off,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken. And don't have that exact balance, but I will. I think the loan was for 25 grand, so it's probably not a significant sum, but there is still some on it, of which I could potentially pay off or absorb into another loan, I guess. So, and I don't know exactly what they're looking to offer me, so I don't want to be giving you false information, but they're insinuating that they're ready to increase, you know, those numbers. You know, I don't know that I really need any more than 25 grand or so, but I'm just trying to get all the options. So this will be great. Tell me what you got.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is kind of break this into manageable parts and not talk to you like a salesperson. Just so you know who you're dealing with, I've been with Bank of Cardiff for a little more than 9.5 years. And I know what's happening in this industry. You are getting a million people mail you, call you, email, and text message you offering you money, correct? And to be frank, I feel this industry has become quite a bit zoo-like in nature, and it's out of control. And I think sometimes what happens is there's way too much salesmanship, so I want to go through what programs are available, because I think what's ultimately available, what's most important to you as a business owner is, what amount of money am I getting, what are the terms and conditions, what is the best deal for me, not just now, but in the future, so you don't have to keep on seeking new loans, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk and see, hopefully. I'm going to run the risk of rubbing you the wrong way by talking to you bluntly. So I think the best program for you is not to hop from loan to loan. I don't think, I think when you talk about these loans, what happens is they jump and they jump and they jump. I think the best program for you is a loan with what's called interest forgiveness. So often the way these loans work is you're incentivized on a cheap interest rate or a small amount. But basically, let's say you get $25,000 over 6 months. And let's say you pay back $3,000. Sounds like a good deal. But what happens is when you need more money, you have to generally take all that prepaid interest and roll into the next loan. And so it creates a cyclical nature. What I think the appropriate program for you is, and this is what I use for my book of business, is a loan with interest forgiveness. And what this means is the following. You do a long-term loan. But if you renew, so you've done some renewals or you've done multiple loans, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just give you an example. Let's say you do an 18-month loan. You can renew it halfway. You can borrow money in halfway. As long as you pay off on time and your cash flow supports it, we'll give you more money. But if you apply for more funds, you don't have to roll all that prepaid interest of the next loan. We will forgive all the remaining interest. So I think the way to kind of...
If the rate is decent, right?
Well, the rate is just part of it. And I've had these conversations with increasing frequency. It feels like it does every call now. But essentially, I have customers that come to me and say, hey, look, I've got a loan at 20% over 12 months, and unless you beat it, I'm going to go with someone else. And my answer is, yes, but if you're getting a 20% loan and then you're paying it off over 6 months, you're not paying 20% over 12 months. You're paying 20% over 6 months. That's what's causing your rate to jack up. When you all these loans, like, for instance, you paid direct capital off with your 4 loan, correct?
Yeah.
But didn't we have to pay all this prepaid interest?
The great thing, I didn't want to do that. It's just Fora required it, and I needed more money than what Direct was going to give me at the time.
Yeah.
But I knew that sucked, you know. But But I think I'm understanding what you're saying. I gotta, but you see, I don't really have the capacity, even though I have a finance degree necessarily, maybe I could with some online tools to have the amortization and all these sorts of things to know numbers for numbers. If I had a loan with you for 6 months at 28%, and then I got more money, and that money was at 28%, and I didn't have to roll the 28% from the first loan into the second loan, versus a 12% loan with direct capital that then potentially I pay off a little early, and then I get another one. I mean, those are very difficult things for me to.
I think what you need is. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's about a finance degree. I think it's about this. Anything that you don't do on a daily basis is complex. You're a veterinarian, correct?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't have those things.
But
I don't know.
You're good at being a veterinarian. I know nothing about my cat. If my cat gets sick, I go to and I say, "What is wrong with my cat? What's going on? What's the issue?" And I trust that my veterinarian is actually going to tell me the truth, number one. And number two, is not going to basically screw me over and charge me a boatload for unnecessary services. So I think what you don't need, it's not about a finance degree or online tool. You just need someone to tell you the truth about how these products work and kind of give you some education about the product, not necessarily sell you. And that's what's going on. So the way these standard loans work, and you have that pen handy, correct?
Yeah, so basically, you know what I've done in the past.
Correct.
And you're telling me that this is a better route for me, and I guess
it is the appropriate route.
I'm fine with that. Now I guess I just need to know what are the practical options of how the new route would work. Or
okay.
Maybe you tell me some other things. Maybe we have something you're going to do to convince me. Maybe
no, I'm not here to convince you. If you don't like the loan, I'm not here to convince you. I'm not incentivized to push a loan on you. That's just not what I'm paid to do. I'm here to give you the information you need to make a rational decision for your business. That's the God's honest truth. Hopefully you'll work with us because you like being told the truth and the program does work for you. So if you do an interest forgiveness program, that gives you the option to renew. It's put in the contract that if you renew, all the remaining interest is waived. There's three things that are most important here. Number one is the loan amount. Number two is the length. So I guess the question is, offhand, what are you paying per month or per day on your current loan?
I want to say about $400.
$400. Okay. So in terms of loan amounts, I'm going to hit you with some big numbers. This is a cash flow-based loan. Doing something longer would probably make sense. We can give you up to $170,000. So that's the amount of capital we'd be comfortable extending to your business. Right now, and we can put that money in your account tomorrow, the only issue is you owe direct capital like $15,000, correct?
You know, I don't feel like it's that much, but I could be wrong. You know, I don't know. I left a message for them. They sent me it's a sales thing, right? But they're saying that we understand that your loan is 86% paid. I think they said now we're wanting to loan you more. And they've actually sent me a ton of emails from different people, and I don't know the validity of it or not. But maybe it's not 86% paid. You know, I don't know. I don't have the number yet. But
okay.
Let's just say that. You're right. Let's say I do owe them $15,000.
And that's a small amount of money. I think combining all these loans, what's happening is when you use one loan, and this is it's a frank conversation, when you use these loans to pay off other loans, that's what creates problems for customers in our industry. It's not overcomable. It's not problems that can't be overcome, but that's the whole issue. It's what's jacking up the effective cost of your money. It's what makes things, because you're prepaying all this interest. Now, in this case, you're almost paid off your loan, so you don't really have much interest left. But going from loan to loan, and I think the biggest challenge is people are talking to you like salespeople, and they're saying, hey, look, how about I give you a cheaper rate? But it's not solving an issue. So to give you an idea, 170 would be the max loan amount here. We're looking at an 18-month term. I guess the question I'd ask you is, what amount of funding do you want? I'd rather give you something not in piecemeal, something that actually works for your business with an interest forgiveness program. Because if I do the whole rate issue and I give you a small loan amount, I know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is if I give you $50,000 at some very cheap rate, you're going to come back in 6 months potentially, you're going to need more money, and you're going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. And you're not going to be in a program that's actually going to help you. The interest forgiveness program is the best program in the industry because it actually helps customers instead of putting them behind the eight ball.
So let me get together with my practice manager and let me figure out what helps us again, what drives a business, and then also what
we feel like we can handle coming out of that operating account each day, and I will try to move my brain into a longer range planning thing. I think it was easier for me to wrap my head around the shorter term stuff, but I totally understand what you're saying.
Out of curiosity,
it makes more sense not to do this.
What did you do with Direct? What were your loan terms with them? I know what your payment is, but I don't know what the amount they gave you and the term length.
It was 25. You know, it doesn't make sense that it would be 86% paid, because I don't think the term. But they do that kind of bait me a little bit first. Says, I don't know. I feel like it was a year.
Okay.
Term,
okay.
Which was my first loan with them was a 3-month term of $25,000. I remember that.
And what did you pay back?
It was $3,000. I remember. And what really surprised me is that then when of course they came back and wanted to loan me more money, it was a very similar interest rate for a. I'm almost positive it was a 12-month term. So that, to me, said, well, they trust me a little more, right? I paid it back, and now they're willing to take a little more of a risk.
Well, mm-hmm. Let's stop there. So you talk about term length, right? If you do $25,000 mm-hmm. and you're paying back $3,000 over mm-hmm. 3 months, that means to borrow $25,000, your cost per month is $1,000. So that means your cost on that loan is, I believe it's 4% of the loan balance, or 4% of the original principal amount of month. It's $1,000. So realistically, you think that number is a great deal, but I got to be blunt with you. It's, in my opinion, it's not a bad deal, but it's not a great deal, because 4% a month is pretty expensive. Then you said your next deal was the same, but over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was $25,000 with a payback of 28.
It was about $500 more. Let's say maybe a payback of 28.8 or something, let's say.
Here's the question. How do you get to that $400 payment? Because I don't understand why that payment would be so high.
Well, it's a good question. And I'll find out specifics of it. And I guess it's not very consequential if I'm going to go this new route.
Yeah, because
it's of interest. And I've got a message in to talk to whoever's in charge of the loan or whatever. I would hope I'd get a call back in the next day or so. But so that sounds high to you.
And by the way, if I go in and out, my IP phone, I'll call you back. I just might get disconnected. It's not me hanging up on you. So just to give you an idea, if you borrow 25 and you get 28 over a year, there's 252 payments in a year. So your payment should be $111. It shouldn't be $400. I think to give you an idea.
No, I misspoke. I'm thinking about a previous loan. No, it is about $100. You're correct. No, you're right. I'm not being wishy-washy. I just had misspoken thinking about another loan. It is about $100. That's right.
Okay. So I think, and out of curiosity, what is this money going for? Are you hiring new people? Is it general cash flow? What does it need?
It is sometimes equipment. It's sometimes marketing. It's sometimes payroll. And I have to say, you know, I have personal stuff that I do, and this business runs through a K-1. I've been divorced for a couple years.
Okay.
And the business is kind of part of me, right? It's an arm.
Business.
An extension of me, a tool,
absolutely,
if you will. And so I am constantly putting money into my business. I take money out. I put money in. I use. So it's not necessarily that it's going for anything particularly concrete. It just helps me do what I need to do. And then sometimes it does go for concrete things with respect to the business, you know.
Okay. So the good thing is the approval is good for 170. I'm working on actually discounting, and I know rate is an issue, so I'm working on a discount for you right now. I'll have it clarified an hour and a half. I'll call you back to clarify those numbers. No big deal, I think, at the end of the day. But I think the most important thing here is, as long as you are not, basically, here's the way financing works, and I'm just trying to give you the information. What people are used to is, the longer they borrow money, the more expensive the actual cost of money. A classic example is a car loan. You go to a car dealer on a 3-year loan, they'll give you a lower rate, and on a 5-year loan, they'll give you a higher rate. You're familiar with that, correct?
Yes, and so that seemed like the thing that had changed with this second direct capital option that was enticing. You know, I knew, but I know it's not perfect. It doesn't fix all of my problems. But yes, the answer is yes.
Correct. So with our business loans, and I don't work for direct capital, they're actually a really good company. I have nothing bad to say about them. That being said, with our business financing, the actual cost of money goes down the longer you borrow it. Let me give you an idea. If you borrow money over 6 months from us versus 12 months, you're not going to pay twice as much interest over 12 months as 6 months. If you borrow money over 18 months, you're not going to pay three times as much interest as a six-month program. But I think the whole issue that's going on here is this. I don't think the reason, and there's no, it's best to be blunt. These 20, if you want 20 grand, we've got a 0% interest credit card for 20 grand. We'll have you apply. We'll get you hopefully approved. It's free money. I just don't think these small micro loans really do anything. I understand why it seems, but I don't want to get into war with your current offer. What I want to tell you is, hey, look, let us offer you something that solves problems. A large amount of money, lower payments, longer terms, most importantly, in your contract, interest forgiveness. So you're going to stay on one program, and you don't have to pick up the phone and call me or Soraya or any other company in 9 months and say, hey, look, now I want to go from this loan to that loan. You just get one loan to service your needs.
Okay, it makes sense. I'm on board with you. It makes sense. I'm trying to think. I had something I was going to ask you. So when I borrowed 90, so I think it was 95 grand or something like that from four, it ended up being four or you guys or whatever. There was a set amount of interest, and I understand the difference in philosophy. It didn't matter, you know, there was like 30 grand or something. You know, it was going to cost me 30-something to borrow 90-something. And, of course, if I talk to anybody on the streets, you know, that sounds like highway robbery to them. They're like, Jesus, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I need this money. And the one thing that was nice is that discount system where when I did pay it early, it did save me money, and it kind of made it approach the levels that I guess I thought were reasonable. But had I continued the normal duration, which was, I want to say, a year and a half, it would have been a ton of interest, right? I mean, I know it's over like a year and a half and not 3 months, but I mean, that was not low interest money. Well, I understand.
I can bring up your original FORA terms. That's not a problem. Give me a second. I can bring up what your FORA terms were. Let's take a look. So, let's see. I think you did that over a... Did you do a 15-month term with them or 12-month?
I feel like it was 15, but I don't know for sure.
All right. So, your payback, these are rate factors, right? Your payback looks like to be a 1.38 over 15 months. So all you're going to do is to calculate your cost of your loan is you're going to do 100, you're going to do a 1.38, you're going to do 0.38, and you're going to divide that by 15 months. So your cost per month that money's out is 2.5%. So I know what's happening. You're going to people on the street. They have no idea what you're talking about. And they're like, oh my God, anything above 10% is crazy. They don't understand the risk of this program. They don't understand unsecured cash. And that's more importantly, they're just uneducated about the product. They just don't know, and ignorance is sometimes bliss. I've had a lot of clients who have used this program on my book of business who have grown. But I think the most important thing for you, and I'm just not trying to kind of beat a dead horse, but it's good to tell the truth, is getting on the right program is more important for you than chasing saving a few bucks a month. Because I'll give you a perspective.
Okay.
If you get a six-month program and your rate's really cheap, it doesn't matter. Your payment skyrockets. If you get 20 grand over 12 months and it's a really cheap rate, it doesn't matter. Your rate skyrockets. The most important thing for you is cash flow. That is the most important thing. So,
okay, this is great. It's been a great discussion. You get back to me. I'll talk to my, I mean, really, I need to, I have carried $750 a month. I think, what was that for a payment back then? We did okay with that. It was... You probably can't see that, right?
I think it's 386 a day.
Huh.
That was your FORA. Yeah, but
yeah.
Just to put it in perspective, let me give you some ideas of where I think you're going to be at so you can understand. If you're okay getting a longer program that benefits your business, just to give you an idea, is like, what is my daily cash flow going to be? Access up to 170 grand and... You know, just to give you an idea of what your daily is going to be on that, and this is not exact numbers, but these are things that I'm shooting for pretty much. I'm going to give you a low end and a high end scenario, okay?
Great.
So, and these are real numbers that will be approved with the pricing. So, on a high end scenario, give me a second. Give me a second. And by the way, we're ready to fund this day. All we would need is a payoff letter. I mean, we're ready to rock and roll. But if we talked about a high-end scenario, your payment would be $638. So worst-case scenario, you're going to access a tremendous amount of money relative to twice the money, but not twice the payment. And your contract would have interest forgiveness on a renewal. So that means in 9 months, you can apply for more money, and we waive all the remaining interest. There is no carry forward. We give you an amortization schedule, all that good stuff. If you looked at a low-end price, let's give you some low-end pricing. You're probably looking at about, give me a second. Bear with me here. Bear with me here. Probably around $600 a day, give or take. Maybe $595. It's a better number, around $595. So the ability, the real question is, and if you wanted to drop that number, just to give you an idea, if you want to drop that number to say like $100,000, which is completely fine, I'm not here to push you, your payment could be as low as $350. So that's the thing. I think the most important thing is kind of telling you, hey, look, you can borrow a lot more capital and actually stop this whole hopping from loan to loan program if you understand the benefits of the program, as opposed to us just trying to say, hey, look, we're going to beat someone's rate by 1%. That's no value to your business. But
no, I think I understand what you're saying. I think you got that through to me. Can you tell me what the term is in general when you say longer term that you're talking about? Just so
I'm talking about an 18-month term here with interest forgiveness. So I'm talking about an 18-month program with interest forgiveness on a renewal.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Okay, well, let me know what you come up with, and I'll chat with my practice manager, and we'll talk about it, okay?
All right, I'll be coming back to you about an hour and a half with final numbers, okay?
Very cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.